if we want to get the best of the teaching ministry, I'll explain to you the difference, right? Is to know how to respond to teachings. When I teach in a school, few students, it's pharmacy related, but that there is always a needed response for you to first receive of the best of the teacher. There is always a needed response. Every time there's a needed response. So, any students that knows how to respond will always have the best of the preacher. One of the days I stumbled on a video. I was listening to a great preacher of God, a great teacher actually. And he was actually teaching in his church. And, you know, he was teaching. The people were very cold and very laid back and quite unresponsive. Responsive, but not too responsive. And he said something. He said, church, you can do better. Now, he said something. I'm just paraphrasing him. And then he started to share a story with them. But he gave an instruction. He said that how much more of the word you are able to squeeze out of me depends on your response. So I was like, really interesting. And he said he had one time visited a church where he was preaching the word and the people were so responsive. He said he had not seen some before. He had not experienced anything like that before. I mean, the people were so responsive. I mean, someone, while he was, you know, like, teaching, had been speaking in tongues. I mean, not to distract the meeting, surprisingly, he says, it was just this fervor of like, yeah, we like what you're teaching. Yes, we are flowing with it. Yes, we understand. Give us some more. We like it. We love what you're doing. We understand what you're doing. And he said that he had never experienced himself teach that way. And I was like, okay, that makes a lot of sense, right? And then he gave the instruction. He says, the best of your reception of what I have to teach you depends actually on you. So in effect, the ministry of the teacher, right, will depend on the students. In one of our meetings, Reverend Naika said something when he came to Ghana. He said he had started experiencing something he had not experienced in many places, right? Because the people that received him in so much honor. Received him in so much honor. And so he said he started to see some things that he hardly even saw in his church. Now, that's to say that oftentimes you can get so used to, you know, preacher or teacher, but you becoming used to them becomes your great disadvantage. It becomes your great disadvantage. So anytime that we have the opportunity to hear, all right, from you and to also see you, there must be that, wow, this blesses me. Especially when it does. There's a time where it's, you know, exaggerative. But we're not talking about exaggerations. We're talking about the fact that every other thing that comes right from your teacher blesses you in a great way. And you will have to ensure that this happens with you. It's like you're excited to hear it. Even if you heard it again and again and again and again, there's this excitement that you hear God's word with from the lips of your teacher. Do you understand? And I've quite realized something. And I'll share it with you. I've quite realized something about the teaching ministry. And this is not just something great teachers have said. Even Bishop Dag has said the same thing before. You know. So while you are preaching and you are looking into some people's faces, right there, I think even at the camp meeting, he said when we went. So there are sometimes you can be preaching and then there's somebody who is staring at you in a certain manner. And that alone causes you not to preach, or you causes you not to teach well. Or you are preaching or you are teaching and somebody is sleeping in front of you. You see? So he said he sacks a lot of his pastors. And I've seen him do that. Say, hey, get up, go behind there. Yes, because what you are reflecting, or what you are portraying, or what you are bringing forth, is going to distract what other people should receive. And I just realized this. Is that oftentimes when I teach people on media, teach people over the waves, right? The distractions are few. Yes, the distractions are few. Because even trying to look into faces alone is going to be saying, this guy is not receiving. And oftentimes you can't, it's so visible on faces that this guy is not listening. This guy is not receiving. This guy is not really hearing you. See, this guy is not impressed. So you see, when people are not impressed, it's very difficult. See, it's very, very difficult to pull out a string or to pull out a stream of wisdom for them. Very difficult. Because nothing really blesses them. So let me tell you something of how to get the best out of a teaching ministry. It's to be on that edge of sucking in, of drawing in, of being excited. I mean, when they say, come on, say hallelujah. There's somebody who's just there and is portraying an attitude that gets you not in the mood of wanting to do what you are supposed to do. Right? So let me tell you how, and let me show you how. Is to be you should be impressible. You are easily impressed. Easily impressed is a good thing spiritually. I'm telling you, to be easily impressed is a good thing spiritually. It causes you to yearn and to hunger for more. No, those who are not easy impressed are those who don't see more. Because they are not easy impressed. I'm telling you, one of the secrets to a miracle ministry is to be easy impressed. It's not to say that it's just a headache, so it is nothing. No, when you just say it's just a headache, right? You can't see blind eyes open because it's just a headache. So it's nothing to you. You're not easily impressed. You're not easily impressed. I mean, everything impresses me. Everything spiritual impresses me. Yes, everything impresses me. If I see that once it has a spiritual source, it goes a long way to getting me wowed by it. I remember being impressed by someone flowing in the spirit. And there's someone trying to tell me that, but you flow better. And I'm like, it's not about flowing better. It's about just being impressed by what's going on. You see, just something that moves you. Moves you. Right? It moves you. Something that blesses you. Every time it happens, it blesses you. You're not too high to be impressed. And when you have people like that, you can't get the best out of them. Say, what is a pain in the back? That's why you will never see spines corrected. Because God is not going to just lift you up from correcting spines. Or from correcting spines. He's just not going to lift you up from just being faithful in headaches and faithful in small body pain and faithful in common things. He's just going to lift you over 90. You're going to be opening blind eyes, stopping deaf ears, raising the dead. Are you listening? Every vision I see impresses me. Every sight I see impresses me. Every miracle I receive impresses me. In fact, oftentimes I sit down to try to understand how the miracle came about or how the miracle worked. Right? How the miracle worked. I try to think about it. How did it happen? How? I want to know. But sometimes you don't understand. And I just leave it and I'm impressed. I'm like, wow, this is great. This is wonderful. This is a blessing. This is special. This is something God is doing. So you must be easily impressed. Are you listening? It's a good place to be spiritually. It's a good place to be spiritually. It's a wonderful place to be spiritually. Never see any spiritual thing, miracle, flow in the spirit, and just, you know, trample on it. Just trample on it. I'm telling you, there are some things, amazing things I've seen. And I always get impressed by even the slightest of things that happen. Always. I've laid hands on people who could not conceive before to conceive. Yes, I've seen it happen. Yeah, I've seen things like that happen. Yeah, I pray for people with ovarian cysts, things that disappeared. But when something literally happens, I don't just say it's not too important. It's just small. It's one of these small ones. No. When you do that, you will not see the big things. So it's the same with the teaching ministry. It's the same with the teaching ministry. It's the same with the teaching ministry. When you have a teaching happening, coming, don't just sit down and look at it like you don't even know what is going, like you are lost and what is happening. No. When you do that, I'll tell you to be moved to the back. I'll say, please, can you move to the back so that somebody who is easily impressed can come forward so we can enjoy what is going on. Do you understand? I'm telling you, ask any teacher, ask any preacher. They will do 10 times better with faces covered, I mean masked faces, than speaking face to face with a congregation of 100. Ask any teacher. They'll tell you. They'll tell you. Yes. They'll do well, you know, covered with their faces than somebody teaching. Because while you're teaching, somebody's just sitting there and saying, this thing you're saying doesn't move me. And oftentimes they might be telling you, I've heard some higher revelation by so and so preacher already. I've heard it. What you are saying, I know what you are saying. I've heard some higher revelation somewhere. So what you are saying is still low. But that's the proud. Do you understand? That's the proud. Because the word of God actually is to be received whenever it comes. No matter who it comes from, it has to be received. Are you listening? It has to be received. So become somebody that is easily impressed. Become somebody that is easily. You allow somebody that you are easily impressed. That's a good spiritual place to be. That's a good spiritual place to be. Sometimes I can be teaching some of you, and then I look into your faces, and I'm realizing this guy is not listening. Or this guy is telling me, from his face, he's telling me that what you are saying, I don't take it seriously. What you are saying, I don't take it seriously. What you are saying, I don't take it seriously. I mean, is that all you have? Is that all you have? Show us what you have. Show us what you have. Show us what you have. It's not. This thing doesn't move me. Show us something. If he's saying this thing over and over and over again, tell us something else. No, become easily impressed. Are you listening? It's a good place to be. Become easily impressed. Some of you, I'm showing you the gateway to walking in the supernatural. That has always been my state. I've seen things happen. I'm telling you, I've seen things happen. Things that I can just say, oh, this thing is a small thing for it's a small thing. Let's not even, you know. But my response every time is, what a God. My goodness, what a blessing. What a blessing. What a God. What a blessing. And sometimes you can see me. I'm telling you, sometimes I can even be, those who know me very well, those who know me, sometimes I can even be in town. They see that I'm laughing to myself. I'm impressed by something. I'm impressed by something. I'm so impressed. Maybe, I don't know how many of you think I am, but that's how I am. So impressed. I'm easily impressed by anything. I'm easily impressed. I'm telling you, anything is, I'm easily, I don't have, but I've done some really strange things. I know those things are strange, but I'm easily impressed. So become that way. Are you listening? Become that way. Become that way. Become that way. Become that way. Everything you hear, let it move you in a certain way. I was in my room sometime and I was watching Bishop Dag, you know. And I just jumped, I danced, I jumped. I said, this man is beautiful. I'm easily impressed. Yes, I'm easily impressed. I'm easily impressed. I don't see this thing is, you see, and that's why many people have despised Bishop Dag. Genesis, they say, oh, his teachings are very little. They are very, but that little thing is producing churches that you have not produced. That little thing is producing churches you have not produced. It's producing ministries you have not produced. Do you understand? It's producing people and raising people you have not produced and raised. So what's your own now? Eh? So listen, don't only look for things that are high to be impressed by. When you're like that, God cannot use you. God can use you if you are like that. Have you realized that people who are very complicated and very high sounding, it's like when they even teach, you don't even understand what they are saying. They can't even have 10 churches. Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's true. Using of complicated words, no systematic theology. Can't preach simple things for simple people to understand. And it's about one big thing. It's about one thing. The people are even confused. The people themselves here and they are confused. They don't know what's going on. Eh? Are you listening? See, let me tell you something. Stick to the simples. Are you listening? T.L. Osborne has been simple. Kenneth Hagin has been simple. Oral Roberts have been simple. William Branham has been simple. There is no complication to their teaching. It's simple. When you take it, you can understand it. When you sit down, listen to what they are saying, it's clear to understand. Are you listening? So be easily impressed. Pastor Chris is simple. Have you ever seen any complicated? You look around. Joseph Prince, who? Derek Prince, who, look at great teachers around. Simple. You can understand. It's clear. The presentation and the concept is clear. But oftentimes, you just want big things, high-sounding things. No. Are you listening? Let's have it this way. Be easily impressed. Are you listening? Be easily impressed. Be easily impressed. And when you're easily impressed, you'll get the best out of your pastor. I'm telling you, you'll get the best out of him. You get the best out of him. So you can make a research. Even you yourself, you can research on yourself. Just one day, have a pod bean session on your own with your disciples and say, today I'm going to teach you this and this and this. And teach it. The next day, go and stand in front of them and teach the same thing. You see the difference. You see the difference. But if you teach them to be impressed, you will see the difference too. You see the difference. You see that this one, it feels like you are in your own world communicating your heart to them. But this one, you are with them, you are communicating your heart to them. But there's somebody or two, three, five people who are just there and are like, making noise. What you are saying is not, it's not necessary. Not necessary. It's not necessary. What you are saying is not important. So, the only way is to also keep looking at those who are easily impressed. You keep looking at them alone. And don't look into someone who is not impressed. Look into those who are impressed while they are smiling at you. It's like you can see that they are receiving. Look at those ones alone. Don't look at those who are not easily impressed. Yeah. So, that's something we have to learn. We say, amen. The response should come. Anything, the response should come. The response should come. The smile should be there. See, the smile should be there. When it demands that you laugh, you should laugh. Every time you say, that's all. You are not helping the meeting. You're not helping them. You know the times when you should get up from your chair and say, yes, sir, we hear you. Yes, sir. That's people who are, that's people who are easily impressed. That's people who are easily impressed. While a meeting is going on, the word of God is coming in power. You know that this one, my chair can't contain. That's the time to stand up. Are you listening? Stand up. Stand up. Start speaking in tongues. Must not be loud enough to disrupt the meeting. But, you know, that's how to pull out the best. Many people don't know how to pull out the best. Me, I can get the best out of anyone I want to. I can get the best out of anyone. Yeah, I can get the best out of anyone. Yeah, I can get the best out of anyone. So are you listening? Yes, sir, we are listening. Yes, sir, we are listening. That's how to get the best out of a teacher. And you realize that depths of wisdom will be made available to you. Depths of wisdom will be made available to you. Depths of wisdom will be made available to you. It's the same with the prophetic. You see, not many people know how to pull and move and drive the prophetic. I'll teach you that one to some other time. Because if we're going to be a people who flow in the spirit, we must know how to cause certain triggerings. I know how to make any prophet prophesy more than he naturally wants to. I know because I'm a prophet. They are prophesying to you. They are standing there. You are not serious. You see, you are not flowing in the flow. Do you understand? There are some people I prophesied to. It was just so beautiful. The moment you are saying something, moving in the dark, you say, they say, yes, sir, it's true, sir. It's true. What you are saying is true. I know what you are saying. Yeah, I can't confirm. Please, I even have a phone here that can. You see, when you do all those things, you see that the prophet himself just gets so in the flow such that he wants to bless you the more. It's all part of the prophetic flow. I'll teach you all of that. It's called a prophetic flow. It's called a prophetic flow. So, oftentimes, there's a way to stir up a prophet. In a way, even if he doesn't want to prophesy, you can make him prophesy. You can make him prophesy. It's the same way for the teacher. It's the same way for the healing minister. I'll show you something. Whenever you watch Pastor Chris's videos, there could be 10 people on the first row, 10 people on the second row, 10 people on the third row, 10 people on the fourth row. If you watch very carefully, you don't need to, but I want to tell you something. If you watch very carefully, he doesn't start from the first person who is on the first lane. You know, when we say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He doesn't start from the first person. Once he gets into the meeting, you see him looking around. What is he looking around for? For that one that is receptive. Then you see that there's someone in the chair. It's like the person is just, my goodness, today is my day. I'm going to get up and walk. I'm going to be healed. Today is my... You see that the person can even be in the fifth row, right? The sixth person, he will walk directly to that person. And you start with that person. The fact that you're in the first row does not mean he's going to start with you. Why? Because when you know how to receive, all right, you get the best out of everything. Yes, when you know how to receive, you get the best out of everything. You don't lose out on anything. because you understand how to receive. You can watch the videos. That's why I'm giving you an opportunity. Just watch. I mean, the people on the wheelchairs, if they are standing cases, that's fine. But if he's standing cases, he jumps some people. But the people on the wheelchair, he doesn't go to the first person. You see that when he comes out, he'll be looking. Then you see someone shaking in the chair. Like, I can't wait for this man of God. You see that he walks direct to them. And then they are healed. So let's have that. Are you listening? It's an atmosphere that blossoms and that causes more to come. It happens everywhere. 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 Wow, the word of God is coming. And it demands smiles. When we look around, we should see smiles blossoming all around. If the word of God comes and it requires an abrupt response, like standing and praying in the spirit, standing and responding and shouting. You see, those are all ways to catch attention and to receive. You remember the man that stands and cries out, Son of David? That's receiving. That's receiving. He knows how to receive. Even if Jesus did not heal. Do you know in that story, they record that Jesus healed everyone? Because you know how to receive. How many of us are going to learn how to receive? Yes, sir. Yes, please, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sometimes it demands also a somber kind of reflection. All of those things are needed in a teaching meeting. Times where it requires a somber kind of reflection. You see someone now stretching. Like, please, can you let us go home? I mean, time is fast spent. We've been here for like 2 hours now. Can we just please go home? And all of those unknown to you will be punching holes in the presentation of your teacher. So learn how to respond. Whether in prophetic meetings, whether in general meetings, whether in word meetings or sessions, learn how to respond. Yeah. Learn how to respond. Sometimes it also requires seriousness. These are all things you will learn how to do. Right? You learn how to. Like, come on. Right? Sometimes the word of God is coming. You can sense a will of a flow of the Holy Ghost. That's the right time to speak in tongues. Speak in tongues under your breath. Your lips will be moving. Then the preacher says, these people are receiving something. Oh, then let me give them more. One time I went to one of the biggest ministers in the north. When I say biggest, God's using him mightily. Not biggest as in caste or anything. But he's like one of the biggest that God is using. And I went there with Ransford actually. And, you know, I just said I was just going to go there and say thank you to him for such sacrifices he's had and for such a life he's giving. You know, and so when we got there, the people said he was busy and that, you know, we will not be able to see him. So I said, okay, let's just stick around for a while. So we stayed around for a while. He was actually, I think he was in a camera session or a TV session in the north or something. I can't really remember. So we waited for him and then he finished and then he came out, you know, and then we went to see him. And then we just said thank you. And he was in a hurry to go. You see, but when we sat down, and from the way he was speaking, the way I was attentive to him, I'm sure he ended up speaking several minutes. Like several that we even expected. Yes, several. And then the conversation became more intense. It's like he now started pouring out. Now, that's me knowing how to bring out of him what he should do. There's someone who goes and says, wow. No, that's not how to receive. That's not how to receive. In that moment, you don't play around. In that moment, you don't play around. And he's teaching you how to receive. I'm teaching you how to receive. When we see your faces, let's see that blossom. When we see your faces, let's see that hunger. Let me see, when we see your faces, we should see that I'm impressed. I'm happy. I'm excited about what you are saying. I love what you are saying. I'm into what you are saying. Oh, what a blessing it is to me. Wow, I'm blessed. You know, Pastor, you're a blessing to me. You know, you are wonderful. All of these things are going to bless you. It's not going to bless the person because he knows what he's teaching you. So it's going to bless you. It's going to bless you. It's going to help you receive the more. You understand? Yeah, it's going to help you receive the more. Recently, who saw a video? It's a recent video on, I saw it on Facebook or something. And then Bishop, Archbishop's Bishop. Can't remember his name. But Archbishop's, one of Archbishop's long-standing bishop, you know, was exalting Archbishop on a message he had preached. And if you've watched the video or you stumbled on the video, he said, hey, Archbishop. So he said, hey, Archbishop, you have preached for me for over close to 30 or 40 years, I can't remember. But today you have really preached. Do you know what Archbishop did? Who knows what Archbishop did? Who can tell me what Archbishop, if you've seen the video on Facebook or anything? Nobody has seen it. Oh, it means I'm the only one who has seen it. Nobody has seen it. Archbishop danced and danced and danced and danced and danced. I mean, Archbishop was dancing after he had heard that today he had preached, you know. So he was dancing. I mean, he was dancing. Yeah, Bishop James Howe. Archbishop was dancing. Because Bishop James Howe told him that, hey, today you have preached. Now, you see, the next time, do you know what is going to happen? The congregation is going to get the best out of him. No, that's how the anointing works. Jesus himself enters into a town and they said, Charlie, you can't do any miracle. Forget it. You, Jesus, we saw you in pampers running all around. You can't do anything. What did he do? He couldn't do nothing. He went there, saved, he laid his hands on a few folks and he left the place. Couldn't do anything. Jesus was reduced to nothing. No miracles. Say he laid his hands on a few folks. Just laid his hands. That was all. Just laid his hands. Even Jesus needed people to tell him, wow, what a miracle worker you are. I believe in miracles. I believe we'll have miracles. I believe we'll have so many miracles in this meeting. And you'll be shocked. You go there and you see miracles happening. Are you listening? So let's be easily impressed. I just be easily impressed. When you hear something, so ooh, your response, your smiles, your gestures, your hunger, right? Yeah, your hunger. We can see. When we look into your eyes, we can see. Me, I only look into people's eyes who are easily impressed. I won't look into your eyes if you are not impressed. And I won't look in, because if I look into your eyes, you will want to stop other people who are receiving from receiving. So I'm not going to look at you and tell you that you are. As you see that they put their hands on their chin like this. They are looking at you quietly. They are looking at you quietly in their mind. Oh, this thing you are saying is small. I know more than that. I can teach better. I can preach more than what you are saying. See them with their hands on their chest, their chins like this. Say, we don't understand what you are saying. Show us something else. Show us something else. Can't you teach any better? Can't you preach any better? And it's on your faces. No, not on anybody's face here, but it's on their faces. Other people's faces. but not on your faces are full of blossoming smiles, blossoming receptions, impressions that show that you are receiving, you are standing up and you are speaking in tongues. Especially, there are moments like that in God's word. There are moments like that in God's word. Even if this great preacher is saying that, this great teacher is saying that, I mean, then some of us, we have not even become anything yet. That's taught for over 50 years. Over 40 to 50 years. Yes. So if he is saying this, he has to tell his church this, that, hey, Charlie, you guys, you will not get the best if that's what you do. Say amen. Say amen. Are you listening? There is literally nobody responding. Like, yes, sir, we are listening. There's nobody. Everybody is just quiet and looking at you. But let's be easily impressed. Are you listening? Be easily impressed. Be easily impressed. Eh? Be easily impressed. Be easily impressed. When I was in Tamale, had my sister sick. She was down with some bumps all over her body. There were bumps all over her body. Talking about raised sores. So I remember just passing by her room and seeing her, hearing her crying. And so I said, no. Because I was moved with so much compassion. So I got into the room and I went down to her and I knelt down beside her. And then I laid hands on her. And I cast out that sickness. The very next day, the thing started to die off. Very next day, I'm talking about next 2 days, next 3 days. Very next day, she comes out and the things are dying off. Yeah. And I was easily impressed that, hey, wow. Now, when I'm saying easily impressed, you are not shocked that God can do it because you know He will do it. But that act of Him doing it just blesses your life. Blesses your life. And that was, I think this week or last week, I've seen the same thing happen again. Same thing happened. This is why I didn't even lay hands on the person. It was through phone call. Yeah. Martina sent me the pictures. It was through phone call. I said, this is what's happened. I said, what? Look around the person's skin. Almost eating out. I said, no. This thing, I was impressed before. It can happen again. And I cast out that sickness. The very next day, the thing started drying up. Yeah. Very next day. Like a joke. It was like a joke. You couldn't even look to the pictures. You couldn't look at them and not feel that kind of pain. The very next day, the thing started drying up. This week. This week. Yeah. So when you become easily impressed, you see more miracles. See God doing more. Everything amazes you. Everything blesses you. Everything moves you. Everything causes your heart to beat in a certain way. Yeah. So we need this. Are you listening? Everybody in this place, smiles, glittering, blossoming smiles, responses. Actions, standing up, sitting down, speaking in tongues, yeah, shows that you are impressed, shows that you are blessed, shows that you are receiving, shows that something great is happening to you. Alright, so this is what I wanted to share with you. It's an instruction. I told you I'm preparing you for something. Yeah. How many of you realize I'm easily impressed? Even in meetings, how many of you realize it? For those of you who have been in meetings with me before, you see that I'm easily impressed. Any small thing impresses me. I mean, sometimes you may even wonder any small thing blesses me. Any small thing blesses, any small thing moves me, any small thing gets me like, wow! Hey, but I've seen great things also. But any small thing, once I hear, I'm like, hey,
Wow. Hey, then you see that I'll start telling God, God, me too. God, me too. As I go out, I'll do it also. But I've done it before. I've done it before. I've seen things happen before. God, me too. I'm going to do it. But I've done it before. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it. Wow. Hey. Wonderful. What a word. Hey. This thing. Sometimes I'll be thinking about it. That's good to be easily impressed. Are you listening? I'm praying that God will help you understand the way I'm communicating to you. The way I'm communicating to you. God helps you understand it. Are you listening? God helps you understand it. God helps you understand it. God helps you understand it. It's like, what? I'm blessed. I'm blessed. There are certain things I've heard or I know. But when someone says it again, it blesses me. It blesses me. There was a time, I remember, quite recently, I was quiet and I was listening to, I think I was listening to Jemima or someone like that. And she was making an introduction alone. I was blown away. I was saying, wow. Marcel too came in. I was saying, hey. I was just impressed. I didn't know why. I don't know how. But I was just impressed. I'm easily impressed. I don't have a lot of high sounding ideas. I'm just easily impressed. Yeah, easily impressed. And listening is a gateway to the supernatural. Many people don't know it. It's a gateway to the supernatural. And we're supernatural people. And so we're going to also learn this. Are you listening? We are going to learn this. We are going to learn this. Never get satisfied. To understand where you stand and you look closely without being awed by what is happening. Never get satisfied. Never get don't feel like this thing. No, every time should be something that you heard. And it should be always new. It should be always fresh. It should be always something that you are saying, wow, this is a great blessing. Great blessing. Wonderful blessing. Wonderful blessing. You see? I'm easily impressed. We'll be easily impressed too. I'm easily impressed. So be easily impressed. When you see miracles, no matter how big or small, go back thinking about it. Be impressed about this. Wow. God. I know you can do this. But it's amazing. Some don't say, this is one of those small things. You are a fool. When you do that, you won't see plenty. You say it's one of those small things. When you flow in the spirit and you get to know someone is going to do this tomorrow, don't sit down and say it's a small thing. It's a small thing. It's one of those small things we are doing. You know, we are just doing small. No. Say, wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. I shared with you instances on how we went to minister to a guy whose things had gotten missing. I think I shared that with you, some of you who were there, or Ivan closely. And he got his things missing. We went to preach to him, and he said that he was looking for the things and that he had left it in a car, and he had been searching for 2 hours. 2 hours. 2 hours. So I just looked at him and I said, see, if you're going to listen to us, you get the things. Yes. Told him that if you listen to us, you get the things. He said, oh no. And in fact, there were even tears in his eyes. And I said, no, just give us the time we are requesting of you. You're going to get the things. And I said, how you know is that same car will pass by. And when it gets to right at that spot, it will slow down such that you'll be able to know that this is the car you're going into. So we started preaching to him. We got him born again. We explained tongue speaking to him. And just when we were about to finish, here comes the car. and it actually slows down. Right in our midst, it actually slows down. Come and see the man of God who was with me. He didn't know what to do to himself. He couldn't believe it because he didn't know whether it was a dream or it was true. Started jumping. That's to be easily impressed. This one is a miracle. Myself, I was standing there. I was like, wow. You know, but sometimes when you're a prophet, you're not. When you say something and it happens, you live in the reality of it. But at least you should be able to say, Wow. This is wonderful. And your heart celebrates it. Celebrates it greatly. And you see? Yes. Who's going to learn how to do this? Today's teaching is casual, but it's very needed. It's very much needed. It's very much needed. I don't know, but it's so important for us as a people. And oftentimes when you're easily impressed, people come in and they learn how to be easily impressed by those who are easily impressed. But if they come in, those who are, they are just like, give us the deeper revelation. There is no deeper revelation. Eh? What we are going to teach you is what God has given us. And that's what we'll teach you. Are you listening? Yes. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. So that you can become easily impressed. I think this is what has made me to a greater extent. I think so. This is what has made me to a greater extent. Yes, to a greater extent. This is what has made me. It's like every day I live in that. This is wonderful. This is beautiful. This is spectacular. Wow. God, you used me for this. I'm so thankful. And I can't wait to use for you to use me this way again. Hey, and every day I live in that. 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 There is no day I don't live in that. And that's why I keep seeing more miracles. Yeah, I keep seeing more miracles. More, plenty miracles. I'll keep prophesying. Do you know that when you're a father and you have a son, and you give things to him and he's happy, excited, joyous, full of celebrations, you are tempted to give more. Don't you think so? Yeah, you are tempted to give more. Because you just want to see how he is going to react at that. He gives on his own. I bought you this. Okay. Then you take it. You just go and put it on the table. Say, Kojo doesn't want to celebrate what I've done for him. Okay. Then he will not receive anything from me any longer. Are you going to be easily impressed? Yes. Easily impressed. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. You never find somebody who is mightily used of God talk down on what another man is doing. Because it's small, or because it's seemingly small, you'll never find that. You'll never find that. I'm telling you, you'll never find that. Yeah, so this is another thing we need as a people to go forward and to receive fully what God has given us. We need it, and we have it now. Since I've taught you, it means it's open to more manifestations of being easily impressed. Yes, be easily impressed. Not that people even wonder, like, why are you... You know, oftentimes, it's not the big things that bless you. There are little things that can bless you. For example, rise up and walk. It's a simple thing. You can choose to say, I refuse it. You know, I refuse to rise up and walk. Show me medical experiences
of people who have had this condition who need to rise up and walk. Show me. Prove it to me by labs. Go take a bone marrow test lab, a lab test. Go take a whatever. Do blood samples. Come and prove to me that I should get up and walk. But just say, get up and walk, and someone gets up and is actually walking. That's to be easily moved, easily impressed by words. Simple. Get up and walk. You get up and walk. I'm teaching you people how to receive the best from God's vessels. To be easily impressed. Don't wait for you to say, wow, I've heard something I've never heard before. You don't need to never hear it before. You don't need to never hear it. You just need to celebrate what you are hearing and love what you are hearing and be glad at what you are hearing and receive what you are hearing and be excited about what you are hearing. And your responses are what I love. When the great preacher said that, he said, someone could just get up and say, yes, sir, I'm hearing you, sir. The word's blessed in my life, sir. I mean, when this excess will tell you that, okay, this time you need to really calm down. But there are times it happens. See, there are times where it's needed. Easily impressed. So go back and be easily impressed. Go back and when you lay hands on someone, you see that, oh, the person said, that's sore throat. But the person's sore throat is gone. Hey, wow. I knew it was going to happen, but I'm pretty much blessed that it has happened and I've seen it. You know? That same power that heals sore throat is the same power that heals cancers. It's not a different power. Neither is it a stronger power. It is the same power that heals sore throat. It's the same power that heals cancer. Are you listening? It's the same power. Once that power gets in there, it does what it does best, is that it heals. So if you can learn to celebrate it at its healing, on very minor issues, you begin to see it get into places and heal major issues. And it's the same. The same healing that heals headache is the same healing that heals cancers, and the same healing power that heals sickle cell, and the same healing power that heals blindness. Yeah? Be easily impressed. Father, thank you for your word tonight.